buckle your seatbelt. It's time for another episode of the Prepper Recon Podcast.
Following a crippling EMP attack against the USA, college student-turned-survivalist Danny Walker finally makes it to his secure rural location. No sooner does Danny arrive than he is given another petrifying prophetic vision of the chaos still to come. The country has been brought to its knees, and the thin veneer of civility has been torn to shreds by the savagery lurking just below the surface. Danny has survived the EMP, but will he live through the most vicious era in U.S. history? By Ichabod, Book 2 of Seven Cows, Ugly and Gaunt. From Amazon.com today in Kindle, paperback, or audio edition.
Whether your plan is to bug out or bug in, CampingSurvival.com has all of your preparedness needs, including fish antibiotics, long-term storage food, and water filters. Use coupon code PREPRECON for 5% off your order at CampingSurvival.com. Today's guest is Sergeant Tim of Outlaw Patriot News. Sergeant Tim, first let me say thank you for your service to our country and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Mark. I'm so happy to be on the show. I'm so glad that you gave me the opportunity to come on and get to know your audience a little bit more. And thank you for your service and what you're doing with the podcast and your writings, getting people prepared and helping them understand what's going on in this time that we live in.
Oh, well, thank you very much. And I know there's things you can and can't tell us about your background, so why don't you give us the redacted resume and fill us in as much as possible?
Well, I came into the military. I'm a 19-year military veteran. I'm getting ready to retire here in the next couple of months. I came into the military back in 1996, and as probably many of your listeners know, and probably you know as well, as a far different military back then. It was kind of coming out of those Clinton years where we were cut down to the bone. And then, of course, we had the Iraq War years where we beefed up quite a bit. We had quite a bit more money. And now we're getting back down into those lean years here under Obama. But I came into the military. I came into the intelligence career field. I am a Russian linguist, so I speak Russian fluently. I went through that training, went to my first duty station, and then I had the opportunity to go back out, go through an advanced Russian force, completed it, and stayed on it. And then following that, I had the opportunity to go into a special duty for the Defense Threat Reduction Agency. I spent about 6 years over in Europe working on various conventional arms treaties, conducting conventional arms inspections all over the former Soviet Union, down into the Balkans, and then escorting their guys whenever they would come to inspect our equipment. So I've gotten to see a lot of places that only a handful of Americans have ever been to. I've gotten to talk to some pretty high-level people over the years. I've got to interpret for some very interesting meetings. And actually moved back here to the States and knew that I was going to be retiring from the location I'm at now here in Texas.
And if I knew geopolitically, if I knew what you knew, would I be, on a scale of 1 to 10, how worried would I be about about the geopolitical stage right now, 10 being completely freaked out and 1 being not all that bothered?
I think we're getting right up there around 8 or 9 right now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And we're edging towards the upper end of that scale, especially with the tensions going on between Turkey and Russia, the tensions right now with the U.S. and Russia, but also the U.S. and China over the South China Sea stuff. And, you know, you combine all that with just the general escalation of everything coming out of the Middle East with the refugee situation, the Syria situation, you know, the revelations that have come out about possible Saudi involvement in 9/11, and the Saudis really starting to become a more overt regional power in the Middle East rather than kind of doing things behind the scenes. So yeah, I definitely think that, you know, if you consider this time right now on the earth a boring time, then you're just not paying attention.
And there was an incident with Turkey and a Russian jet several months ago.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I guess there's a lot of us that have some speculation in the back of our mind and wondering if this coup, if there was, there could have perhaps been some Russian involvement in that.
Well, that's, you know, that's certainly one of the things that popped up into the back of my head whenever I saw all of this going down, especially given Putin's background with the security services there in Russia. But, you know, there's, Turkey's a very interesting place, and, you know, I've listened to a lot of pastors and kind of biblical analysis of people who kind of think that maybe Turkey is possibly one of, I'm sorry, Turkey is maybe one of the players there in the end times that they talk about in the Book of Revelation. But it's a very interesting country in that there's a lot of different things, and their kind of separatist movement there in the eastern part of the country. You have a lot of Russian influence and Russian, you know, interplay between the Turks and the Russians, not only with what just recently happened with the jet shoot down, but if you go back into history, and it actually plays into the Crimea situation with Russia as well. Russia and Turkey have fought in wars over Crimea in the past, and Russia and Turkey have fought many different wars throughout history. So definitely Putin could have been involved in that. But then you also, I watch a lot of World War II documentaries, and it's interesting to me some of the theories that have come out that possibly the leader there in Turkey, I'm not sure how to pronounce his name. I think it's Erdogan. That's what I call him. But the fact that he might have staged this all himself in an attempt to, A, further remove the secular military from the political process there in Turkey, but also in an attempt to grab even more power. You know, in recent years, Turkey has been more of a secular government than an Islamist government. And it seems like, you know, if you look from about the 70s forward, anytime an Islamist government started to take hold there in Turkey, the military took moves to limit that government and reinstate a true democratic process and true secular government. And if you look at the statements of those guys that were involved in that coup, that seems to be, at least on what we're trying to do, is take the Islamist element out of the government, limit it, and reinstate the principles that we hold dear in this country of civil rights and individual rights. And definitely, in my opinion, that doesn't fall in line with the Islamist beliefs. So I think that it's a very interesting thing to look at. I don't know that we'll ever truly know the right answers. I do think that it's interesting, like I said before, the military seemed to come out in favor of individual and human rights, and yet and those are, you know, the foundations of what our country is built upon, and yet we have this current administration coming out and saying that they wholeheartedly support the Erdogan administration. So all of that to me is very, very interesting.
So let's talk to us a little bit about Outlaw Patriot. And I guess that's what history tells us, right? I mean, once a class of people become marginalized, is the next step, they're outlawed. And where are we on that timeline? I suppose we as patriots are well past the marginalized stage, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's surprising to me the things that are going on in this country where, you know, I was raised, and I'm sure you're probably of the same or a similar generation, that patriotism was one of the greatest things to have, to be raised with, to be proud of your country, proud of its history, proud of its culture. And yet now we live in a time where if someone's a patriot, they're demonized. And then if, you know, to take it one step further, if they happen to be a Christian as well, and they happen to be heterosexual, and they believe in the principles and morals behind a strong family and a good moral upbringing of your children, then that seems to be the worst thing possible in this current society. I'll admit that a little bit. That seems to be the worst thing possible to the media and what they want to bring about in this country, because I think you still have a lot of good people in this country, and a lot of people who do still believe in those principles. But it seems like the ones who don't believe in those principles and start to make the loudest ruckus are the ones who get the most media attention, whether you're talking about Black Lives Matter or whether you're talking about some of the protests. I'll come straight out and say it. I'm not a huge fan of Donald Trump, but I will say that the protests that I have seen against him and the people that are protesting against him are not very representative of my beliefs either. So definitely, I started my site Outlaw Patriot on WordPress as Outlaw Patriot News, but I started it kind of at a time before I had come back to the Lord. And I've been awake for a long time. You know, if you work at some of the jobs that I've been in, and you see some of the events unfold and the behind the scenes stuff that I have seen, then you start to realize that very little in this world, if anything in this world, happens by coincidence or happenstance. Almost everything is the result of some action taken. And so that led me to a path where I started to see things a bit differently. It wasn't until just about three, almost 4 years ago that I came back to the Lord during a time when I was really, I call it a spiritual, just a spiritual low, kind of like what alcoholics will talk about whenever they hit rock bottom, a spiritual rock bottom. But I think it's still fitting, the whole Outlaw Patriot title, because in a time where morals and traditional beliefs, traditional values are now demonized, then we really are on the periphery of society as outlaws. And when they have pushed the people with those principles and those morals out to the periphery, then we're outlaw patriots.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess there's been a lot of lawsuits and things launched at Christians and patriots, but I suppose Kim Davis was probably the first Christian to ever actually be incarcerated for her beliefs in America.
Right. And you know, I followed that with a great deal of interest because, I mean, it was prophesied many, many years ago that Christians would face persecution of that type. And, you know, that's maybe the first type that we've seen here in the U.S., definitely. Our Christian brethren that are in the Middle East and in some other areas of the world have faced far harsher persecution than we do now. But this is definitely a sign of what is to come, I think, where you can be locked up because of your beliefs. And those are the beliefs that this country was founded on. You know, if you go back and you read the Mayflower Compact and other writings contemporary to its time, if you go back and you read the writings of our founding fathers, even though they have done as much as they can to eliminate that from the history, you go back and you read their own writings, those men were men of deep conviction and deep religious beliefs.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. The dollar's lost over 90% of its purchasing power since 1971. Silver, on the other hand, has proven to be a very stable form of wealth preservation over the years. And where do you buy silver? Silver.com, of course. Silver.com offers fantastic prices on gold and silver. Check out silver.com today. Trading Post in the Woods is ran by veteran crisis responders who know how important it is to be prepared. They specialize in comprehensive natural survival remedy kits, preparedness and homesteading supplies, as well as skills training. Visit them online today at tradingpostinthewoods.com. There's been really no shortage of public statements and documents that list patriots as domestic terrorists. The Missouri Information Analysis Center, one of the fusion centers that seeks to bring together intelligence from federal, state, and local authorities, referred to as the MIAC report, had a report that stated in 2009 that domestic terrorists could include people who believe in the New World Order, Christian identity, folks concerned with illegal immigration, people who are pro-life, supporters of Ron Paul or Chuck Baldwin, folks that display the Gadsden flag, Mulan Lab, or upside-down American flags on their automobiles, property, or person. Of course, we don't have any people like that listening to this show, but does that list sound threatening to you?
I found that report to be so laughable at the time. Something that's mentioned in there, the Gadsden flag, that was actually brought about by our founding fathers. The symbol of the American flag turned upside down, that is the symbol of a country in distress. These are things that are critical within our history. And then you talk about people who follow Ron Paul or Chuck Baldwin. You know, the last time I checked, the First Amendment to the Constitution was that the people had the right of free speech. I may not always like what people have to say, but it's still their right to say it. And definitely as an American military member, I will defend to the end everyone's right to voice their opinion. That doesn't mean that I have to agree with it, and that doesn't mean that I think that it's right or that it's an opinion that I think that we should go with. But definitely I think that they should have the right to say it. But when we start saying that domestic terrorists, you know, the people that have patriotic values, people that can see what is going on in the world despite the amount of misinformation that is put out by our mainstream media, they look at the events and they can see that this is not just a random collection of coincidences that are going on, and so they label it the New World Order, and there's plenty of reason to do so. Some people label it the Illuminati, some people the New World Order, some people put on the Bilderberg Group is into a far greater threat to what it is that we hold dear. But to take people who see this collection of events, realize that it's not just by happenstance, a group of people who still believe in the Constitution, believe in the founding principles of this republic, and to label them as domestic terrorists, when at the same time we're bringing in hundreds, if not thousands, and if Hillary Clinton is elected, I've already seen where she said that she wants to bring in a million Syrian refugees who definitely, maybe not all of them are, but you could make the case, just as we've seen in Europe, that a fairly large percentage of them could be Islamist jihadists. Then I think we have a real problem in who we are deciding to go after here. I definitely think that I say it all the time. I feel like I woke up in some kind of alternate reality or something where everything is turned upside down. But again, it was written so long ago that there would come a time when what is good will be considered bad and what is bad will be considered good. And I think that we've entered that time. I also think that it's striking, guys, with the Bundy's, Clive and Bundy's sons there in Oregon took over the Malheur Refuge. And I'm not saying that I agree with what they did. I agree with their argument. But whenever they took over that refuge, there was not a single shot fired by them. No one was injured except for one of the people that was there with them, who was executed by the FBI. And yet, if you looked at the mainstream media reporting and you looked at the hashtags that were that were dominating social media, they were calling these guys Al-Qaeda and saying that they were a terrorist group. Yet they did not fire any shots themselves in anger. But then you see the Black Lives Matter supporters going out and killing, you know, five cops in Dallas, three cops down in Baton Rouge, and making threats all over this country to law enforcement. To me, that sounds like a terrorist group, and very much so whenever you consider the federal government's definition in order to further a political goal. Well, those sounds like acts of violence to further a political goal to me. But, of course, they'll never call these guys a terrorist group, because the very same people who are giving Black Lives Matter the funding that they're operating with are the very same people who are giving our politicians money to run their campaigns.
Yeah, and also another thing that's vastly different in the way that it's viewed by the media and a large group of the political class is that while there was no violence done at the wildlife refuge, the protesters in Baltimore were instructed. The police were instructed by the mayor of Baltimore to give them room to be destructive and to voice their anger, basically, very, very different treatment. And there's some crossover between Black Lives Matter and Islamic terrorism. The shooter in Baton Rouge, of course, he was very very involved with Black Lives Matter, but he's also in the Nation of Islam, sort of the black version of that. But there is some crossover with that. And now there's a guy on YouTube, and his name is Joey Salads, and he does these sort of prank videos. And he had a video a few weeks back, and the first half of the video, his accomplice, Jimmy Croutons, dressed up in traditional Middle Eastern garb, and he dropped a metal briefcase at the feet of random people. And as he dropped it, he yelled, "Allahu Akbar," and ran off. And then in the second half of the video, he dressed up just in regular street clothes, dropped the same metal briefcase near random people's feet once again, and yelled, "Praise Jesus," as he ran away. And I don't have to tell you that the reactions from the people were vastly different. It's obvious that the American people don't consider Christian identity as threatening on the same level with ISIS. Do you understand why the government would classify us like that?
Well, number one, I do think that, it goes back to what I was saying a minute ago. I think that the vast majority of the people in this country are still very, very good, even if they are either deluded or willfully ignorant of what's going on in their country. They're still good people. I think what's at the heart of the government's will to make Christians into the enemy, it falls hand in hand with what I believe is God's greatest gift to us, and it was the first gift that he gave to us, and that was free will. And that was what was enshrined in the Constitution, and it's also why the current climate in this country is one that is anti-constitutional, is because the Constitution was not there to give us those freedoms and to give us those liberties, but it was put in place to limit the ability of the government to take those freedoms and those liberties from us, because the guys that wrote the Constitution, I know you're well aware of this, experienced fully what happens when a government is oppressive and seeks to strip the rights of the people away from them. And so I think, in my personal opinion, that is the reason why the government right now, which has gone into kind of a mode of overreach that I don't know that we've ever witnessed in this country, as far as getting involved in the things that they are. I mean, for crying out loud, they're trying to tell us who can and can't go into bathrooms now. But I think that Christians is because at its foundation, Christianity believes in free will and liberty. Now, a lot of people may take issue with that because they say, well, there's the law of God and there's the Ten Commandments and there's certain things that you should and shouldn't do according to Christian principles, and that's exactly right. There is free will to be tempered with good moral upbringing and a code of ethics that is put in place to us through the Lord and through our study of the Bible. But that doesn't take away from the fact that he gave us the free will. If there wasn't free will, there wouldn't be bad people in this world, because you have the ability to choose to either be good or to be bad, to follow the Lord or to fully delve into the depths of a life of iniquity. And so I know that's kind of a long and drawn out answer, but I think that that's what is at the heart of it. And I think that it's not just here in this country. I think it's a tendency that we're seeing worldwide, that the countries are starting to clamp down on the civil liberties of the people. And I don't think that it's coincidence that it's happening in all of these varied cultures and countries all at the same time.
Hi, Preppers and Patriots. That's the end of the first half of my conversation with Sergeant Tim from Outlaw Patriot News. Tune in next week for the rest of the show.
Get prepared before disaster strikes. PrepperRecon.com offers Molly-compatible individual first aid kits for your home, auto, or bug-out bag. These kits have everything you need to address a traumatic injury, including an Israeli battle dressing, quick clot, EMT shears, suture kit, Steri-Strips, tourniquet, tough strip bandages, and so much more. $99 includes shipping. Go to PrepperRecon.com and click the store tab at the top of the homepage. Order today before it's too late.